This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. San Franciscans have been paying tribute to the memory of the great earthquake and fire when all sorts of media, newspapers, television, radio, and films, of course. Jell-O? San Francisco Bay artist Liz Hickok is the creator of the San Francisco in Jell-O series, which was exhibited here at the Exploratorium last week, and she joins us now. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you so much.
Describe your work for us.
Well, I've been selecting different areas of San Francisco and making little scale models of them and casting them in Jell-O, and then usually photographing them.
In Jell-O. How come Jell-O?
How come Jell-O? Jell-O's a wonderful medium. It's colorful and jewel-like, and it, you know, why not Jell-O? Really. You know.
Well, after what we're talking about, it certainly shimmies appropriately.
It does. It's turned out to be a really wonderful alternative to glass or resin, and it's temporary, it shakes, it sweats. You know, you can't really predict what it's going to do.
Is what you do sculpture?
I do a mix of sculpture and photography and video. I really kind of do everything. You mm-hmm. know, it really just depends on the moment. Recently, I did some sculptural pieces here at the Exploratorium, which just lasted for a day, pretty much. And then usually I'll take my sculptures and I'll photograph them so that then I have a more permanent, you know, permanent thing that lasts for a while.
You light them from below so the colors shine through?
I do. I light them from below, and they really create this magical effect. You know, they're transformed when you light them from below. They become very, very just unreal, very surreal.
How do you decide? I mean, the Coit Tower, for example, cherry, orange, what?
You know, it really depends on the piece. For example, the last piece I did, the Palace of Fine Arts in the Exploratorium, where we are now, and you know, a lot of it's just really artistic decisions that any artist might make. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted a contrast from the ocean, so you know, I wanted warm colors.
That exhibit here at the Exploratorium, the staff here found some actual real science involved.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's actually the process involves, you know, both artistic and scientific elements, from, you know, figuring out the consistency of the Jell-O to making topographic maps.
They said your work helped illustrate the principle of liquefaction, which in the case of Jell-O, again, seems appropriate.
Yeah, it was perfect. They helped me make a shake table, so that, you know, once I set up my little marina district, I could shake it every so often and create a pretty dramatic earthquake effect.
San Francisco is also a city noted for fog as well. Do you introduce that into your work?
I do, yeah. No, I had, again, another, you know, assistance from the Exploratorium. We had this wonderful machine that created, you know, water vapors, and I've also used dry ice.
Dry ice, that's the old trick. Yeah. I wonder, though, these are obviously ephemeral creations. Mm-hmm. Jell-O will not last forever.
No, I think that's one of the effects I'm trying to get at is realizing that our, you know, environment around us isn't as permanent as we think, and just sort of appreciating the moment and getting lost in that.
Most artists, though, don't create edible works. I wonder, have you ever been tempted to snack on City Hall?
Well, after a little while, the sculptures themselves get a little disgusting, but...
No.
Yeah, they start to mold and get pretty gross. But, you know, as I'm making them, and I have made one or two versions of the sculpture that people were allowed to eat, which was fun.
Are you done with San Francisco? Are you going to move on to, you know, other world cities and make them in Jell-O?
No, I don't think so. Not for right now. San Francisco just makes so much sense in Jell-O, whether it's, you know, the quality... what we've been talking about today, you know, just to the quality of light and the fun and... you know, playfulness of it.
By the way, if you'd like to take a look at some of the pictures of Liz Hickok's work, you can see it online, npr.org. Click on the Talk of the Nation page. And thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Liz Hickok is a San Francisco Bay Area artist, the creator of the San Francisco in Jell-O series that was exhibited here at the Exploratorium. We want to thank our hosts here at the Exploratorium for putting up with us the last couple of days as we were setting up here in this little beautiful little theater here, and the folks at member station KQED in San Francisco. Our program today was produced by Setsuko Sato. Executive producer Sue Goodwin. Gwen Ooten is our director. Kimberly Jones is our technical director, and she got help today from Marcia Caldwell. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan from the Exploratorium in San Francisco, California.